Of all Puccini's arias for tenor, perhaps none is more beautiful than the one that opens Act III of Turandot. At the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert, you'll get to hear it in context. In the story, Princess Turandot must learn the name of the unknown prince in order to escape a forced marriage. She decides that no one will sleep, nessun dorma, until she has the answer. The prince realizes that the tormented Turandot cannot sleep either. Ping, Pang, and Pong, the three chancellors, are now desperate. Turandot has threatened to kill everyone if they cannot come up with the prince's name. What if they offered the prince all the women he wants? Would he then relent? They plead with him to give in. He has no idea of Turandot's wrath. An angry mob appears. They've captured a young servant girl and an old man who were seen with the prince. Surely these two know his name. The servant girl, Liu, says that only she knows the prince's name, and love keeps her from betraying him. Liu speaks directly to Princess Turandot. She predicts that Turandot's hardness will soften, and she too will fall in love with the prince. Rather than give up the prince's secret, Liu grabs a dagger and stabs herself, to the horror of the anxious crowd. When Puccini wrote Turandot, he agonized over every part of the text, every scene. But unfortunately, he died before he could complete this great work. The final love duet between the prince and Turandot was left unfinished. A contemporary of Puccini, Franco Alfano, supplied the ending. On an impulse, the prince kisses Turandot. She melts at his embrace and for the first time weeps. He reveals his name, Calaf. She triumphantly summons the people and tells them she now knows the stranger's name. His name is Love. Puccini's Turandot is part spectacle, part tragedy, and part rapture. I hope you'll join the Kalamazoo Symphony when we put all the parts together at our next concert.